Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Wire to Wire podcast. As always, it's me, your host Yusuf. Now, without further ado, let's just get right to it. Now, NBA superstar Kevin Durant has been making headlines for his recent feud with Stephen A. Smith. Now, we know he has a penchant for being active on social media, and at one time was caught having a burner account. He often responds to people on X, formerly known as Twitter. Recently, he had an interaction where he was going back and forth with a fan, and like they say in show business, he broke the fourth wall. So a video was posted by an NBA fan page of LeBron lying. What's new there? So in the video, LeBron was giving an explanation on getting a triple-double, and apparently it was because a fan asked him to for his gambling parlay, and he did it to make that fan happy. Now, what a shameless liar, but whatever. Someone called out Kevin Durant under that video and said the following. That's dope because KDTray5, Kevin Durant's ex-username, ain't for the fans like that. Most of these overpaid assholes don't care about any of the fans who buy shoes, jerseys, and low-key support them. So KD responded, I'ma keep it 1,000. I don't f*** with y'all like that. So the fan then replied, bro, you aren't tough. You got no game off the court and you would be ringless if you didn't join the Warriors. I'ma throw your Christmas KDs in the lake near me later, you slender man looking ass nigga. KD then said, I can care less what you do with them. You spent your money already. Thanks, laugh out loud. And then another fan chimed in saying, why should fans buy your shit if you don't f*** with them like that? You just gave them the middle finger. KD replied saying, don't buy it, brother. It's that simple. Okay. So there's multiple angles I want to go to from here. Now, like I've mentioned many times on this show, it's not just about talking about sports news and analyzing the game, which we certainly do, and we do well, I might add, but to also find the convergence where sports news meets life. So here are the multiple angles that I want to get into. So number one is KD said the quiet part out loud. For as long as I can remember, NBA players for the most part always kept fans at a distance. However, it appears as of late that the antipathy that they've held towards fans has grown increasingly, and it's a lot more brazen. Now, previously, we'd hear stories and rumors of players, you know, not being good to their fans, but now it's very flagrant. And I'm not saying it like fans are perfect. I think in this era of social media and the integration of gambling, fans have become a lot more disrespectful and cross certain lines. But players also show that they have a strong dislike and tension towards fans. Now, it's flagrantly obvious. But now it appears that KD said what most players are thinking, that they don't fuck with y'all like that. Now, most just won't say it out loud because it just doesn't look good. But they genuinely don't. They don't care about the fans who come to games, follow them on social media, or buy their shoes and jerseys, or watch them. They don't care. They don't know of your existence. They have no sense of obligation to you, and it's understandable. Who are you that they need to be obligated to you? You're not their family. You're not their friend. They don't force you to watch them. But guess what? You're not obligated to them either. You don't have to watch them, buy their sneakers, or support them. No one owes anyone anything in this dynamic. But the players and the NBA seem to be forgetting that part, right? That it's actually a two-way street. But if they keep showing a disregard and antipathy towards fans, and the fans keep supporting them, then what's the message being sent here? That the players can do whatever they want, right? And the fans will watch regardless. So in the players' mind, it's looking like we don't need them, they need us. And that couldn't be further from the truth. And in show business, they call it the fourth wall because, and you see this mostly in television, everyone knows there's an audience, but they're acting like there isn't. So when you see an actor turn to the camera in acknowledgement and speak directly to the audience, they call it breaking the fourth wall. And that's essentially what KD did here. Now, he said on social media what players are saying in locker rooms, practices, on planes, and just overall behind the scenes. They all believe this to be true. But KD let these guys on social media get under his skin, and it caused him to let an inconvenient truth slip out. And this brings me to my next point, which is, right, don't go back and forth and engage with fans. Now, as a content creator, I personally wrestle with this. For example, on YouTube, when people leave comments and I reply, it can cause a boost in the algorithm. But most of the times, it's just not worth responding to. People say such dumb, idiotic, contradictory things that I get tempted to reply, but ultimately I don't. It's not worth the peace of mind. And once you start arguing with people, you bring yourself down to their level, and I mean on an intellectual level, and there's no definitive benefit. Now, there are times I want to show appreciation for the people who show me love. So I want to make sure that I at least make those people feel acknowledged, right? And that I am acknowledging them because I do appreciate the support that they show. But I can get the temptation, right, to want to respond to people who you deem to be wrong. And I am nowhere near KD's level in terms of fame and popularity. So I can only just say that I slightly understand from his perspective. But his situation is a lot more magnified and bigger than mine. But in the end, it's just not worth it. You'll annoy yourself dealing with strangers in different parts of the world who are dealing with issues of their own that we'll never comprehend because we do not know them personally. Now, some people genuinely don't understand certain things, or they're willfully ignorant. And some people just argue just to argue, right? But you don't know who is who and who's doing what and why they're doing it on the internet. So it's just an all-around sad state of affairs. But responding is just not worth it. Now, for the sake of peace of mind, just don't engage. But I think this speaks to a larger problem that we face socially, which ties to my third and next point, which is I find that people are very unhappy nowadays, and that unhappiness can be contagious.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So like they say, misery loves company. Now, many people out there are on their smartphones for most of the day or parts of the day. They don't have much to do, or they're battling with their own interpersonal issues, and being able to harass people online is kind of like an escape. And social media can be a cesspool of people sharing highlights of their life publicly. And there might be people who may be having a tough go at life or in a tough season in their life who will get upset over seeing other people do well. And that unhappiness and misery can spread like wildfire. Now, KD, who probably deals with his own issues, he sees someone spazzing out and swearing at him online, then he gets riled up and then he responds. And then other people see him giving this guy attention. So those other people want his attention too. So they're going to say something inflammatory. And so he'll respond to the next person. And then others see that this is what Kevin Durant reacts to. So they all start doing it in hopes of getting his attention. And it becomes a never-ending annoying cycle. Now, I remember one time, a guy posted on X, "I officially reversed my type 2 diabetes alongside of a weight loss picture." And, you know, the post was along the lines of saying that it was a hard-fought journey, but overall, the guy was happy that he did it, right? He was just commemorating a moment in his life that was special. And you had some congratulatory comments, but most people who were replying were pretending to be doctors, saying that he's wrong, right? Correcting him, trying to say that he's clickbaiting, even though he didn't post any links to a course or an ebook, or he wasn't promoting anything. And a few people even were saying, you know, F you, you know, share what you did to help others. Stop gatekeeping the reversal of diabetes. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, what the hell is wrong with some of these people? How are you gatekeeping the reversal of diabetes? How is that something someone can gatekeep? Is this guy an endocrinologist? Is he a diabetes expert? He's just someone that lived it and shared good news of his life. Why not do your own research and figure it out like he did if that information is so important to you? Why is it his responsibility to share that information with you? And that type of weird shit is why I don't share good news or discuss any milestones or accomplishments. Now, some people may be happy, but a vast majority will nitpick and find something to be upset about. And I think that's the problem. And if you're Kevin Durant, why spend time even talking to people like this? Why waste your time when you have nothing to gain? Right? And for example, the way this interaction started, it started off with something as trivial as sports betting, right? So I see it from his perspective. If you win, people will complain about your stats. If you lose and play well, well, people will complain that you didn't win. If you win and play well, they'll complain that you didn't do such and such, and so that caused them to miss their parlay. It's just a very strange time. But I do believe that there's a large percentage of unhappy people out there. And this is somewhat similar to my next point, but a little bit different. But it's on the topic of people. And also including Kevin Durant, right? I believe that there is some level of confusion or a journey of self-discovery. And I think this is something that's commonplace. Now, I believe that KD, right, is on a journey of trying to find himself. Now, what I mean by that is this. Early in Kevin Durant's career, he was positioning himself as a humble, nice, down-to-earth guy. And I remember at one point he said he wanted to nickname himself the Servant because, and I'm quoting Kevin Durant himself here, he said, "I just like to serve everybody, my teammates, ushers at the game, fans," right? Now, obviously, people can change their minds, change their thoughts, and change their opinions over time. But him saying, "I don't fuck with y'all," that is a huge far cry from who he used to be. I don't think Kevin Durant knows who he wants to be or even who he is just yet. And that's why I say that I believe he's on an ongoing journey of self-discovery. And to an extent, we all are. We experience things, we change, we grow. But you can only just hope to not change backwards and mentally regress. But with Kevin Durant, I don't know him, so I can't tell his exact thought process. But that Kevin Durant, the same one that interacts with fans on social media, I believe that's who he is at his core. I believe that he's a guy who is a people person. But I think the media, the fans, the NBA lifestyle, it made him jaded to an extent. And sometimes being in a jaded state, it can take away from who you truly are. And that can create an internal conflict. So on the outside looking in, his actions and behavior suggest that he's a person who's on a journey of self-discovery. Do I believe that he's a bad person? No, I don't. Do I believe he's trying to find himself? Yeah, I do. And I don't think he'll fully reach a point of self-actualization until he leaves the game and steps away from it all. But as long as he's actively playing and occupying his time with the game and social media, it will be challenging for him to focus on that aspect of himself. And the last point that I really want to make is to stop the idolization of these celebrities. The celebrity era is officially over. If there's anything we learned this year, is it doesn't matter whether it's Beyonce, Taylor Swift, LeBron James, or Megan Thee Stallion. Their endorsements or opinions don't have any sway over the people. Stop caring about them or worrying about them. Now, if you want to consume their content for entertainment purposes, that's fine. But just leave it at that, because they're not experts beyond their field of endeavor. And why should you pour into people who don't care about you? Now, this fandom culture never really made much sense to me, but I am honestly, genuinely glad that this celebrity era is over. But look, that's all I got for you guys today. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast and share it with your people. You can also follow me and the podcast on social media, and you can check out my books. All of these links will be in the description. Until next time.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.